This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government has approved a new 400-mile power transmission line that will cross northwest Colorado. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
PacifiCorp, a utility serving Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, is building the project. The company says the Gateway South Line will allow it to access wind-rich areas in Wyoming and solar-rich parts of Utah. It was held up after owners of a Colorado ranch objected, but they reached a settlement with the company last year. The Biden administration has said new transmission lines like this one are critical to its goal for 100% carbon-free power by 2035. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State wildlife officials are asking birders to help document the nesting habits of a bird often found at high elevations. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
That's the bird call of a Brewer sparrow, which usually raise their young in arid sagebrush habitats. But historically, Colorado Parks and Wildlife have documented their nests at elevations over 11,000 feet. Researchers are asking birders to help them determine if populations at those altitudes could be a different subspecies of the bird, which have never been discovered in Colorado. Sightings can be reported online. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
Coloradans 50 and older will be getting reminders to get their second booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The State Health Department is sending texts and emails to people who are due for another dose. The shots are free and available at more than 2,000 providers around the state. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library in Denver's Five Points is getting a major makeover for the first time in its 19-year history. The library focuses on collecting and preserving African American history and culture. It closed this past weekend and will stay closed for several months. The almost $3 million renovation includes new study rooms, a space for teenagers, and a new book drop-off. The library should reopen next year. A southern Colorado wildfire is half contained. The Menkhaven fire has burned about 250 acres in Conejos County. Residents who had to leave are being allowed back in their homes. This is CPR News.